Wouldn't it be great to connect with other podcast listeners at an in-person event? Join us for Awakened Lifestyle Expo, August 22nd, 23rd in Orange County, California. Shop among 60 conscious brands and be inspired at over 30 workshops led by some of the most fascinating voices in the consciousness movement today, including Daryl Anka, William Henry, JJ Brighton, and many more. Get 10% off tickets by using the discount code LIMITLESS at awakenedlifestyleexpo.com.
I went into a deep depression. I didn't fit in. I felt like a man without a country. I didn't know where I belonged. And I was hospitalized for 2 months. And once a year, I went into a manic state. So I got my wish. God put me on the roller coaster for 10 years. Till I finally got tired of that, I took myself in my hands and I did whatever it took to get out of it. So I took the deep pain and loneliness that I went through during that 10-year period and I transmuted it to motivate me to create an environment where people could be loved, loving. So anybody that came into my space got friendship, camaraderie, community. So I wanted to create an environment where we could uplift each other.
In the 10th grade, Samuel Kivash was barely passing geometry until he scored a 93 on the final exam, the highest in his class, and his teacher accused him of cheating. It turned out that he had a gift for seeing patterns that most people never notice, a gift that would carry him through 10 years of darkness and a search for where he belonged. He came out the other side with a deep connection to sacred geometry, the ancient patterns hidden in circles, triangles, and the flower of life itself. Today, Samuel is the founder of Sacred Pendants and the creator of the Mandala Oracle Deck, turning those symbols into beautiful tools for healing, awakening, and remembering who we really are. Samuel is a featured presenter and vendor at Awakened Lifestyle Expo, August 22nd, 23rd, right here in Costa Mesa, California. He'll be leading a workshop on sacred geometry as an ancient wisdom for modern living. In this episode, you'll discover how sacred geometry is a bridge between science, spirituality, and a deeper connection with source. I'm your host, David Trotter. Welcome to the Awakened Magazine podcast. Sam, welcome to the show. It's so great to be with you today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Sam, you and I have had a chance to spend just a little time together here and there at different expos that we have both been at, and I have loved your presence. But so today I'm very excited to get to know you even more. And one of the things that I want to hear is about your own story of awakening to consciousness, mindfulness, spirituality. And I'd love to go back to your childhood and hear a little bit about your upbringing when it comes to faith or spirituality. Was that a part of your home life and experience, or was that something that came to you later in life?
My parents were Holocaust survivors, and the Jews that survived that either became very religious or not religious at all. They were very much cultural Jews. They spoke Yiddish in the home, but I was raised atheist.
And this was here in Los Angeles area?
I was born in East LA in 51.
Okay. And so they were cultural Jews. So I assume you celebrated holidays.
Holidays was a chance for the family to get together for a dinner. I had older sister, younger brother.
All right. And so you guys didn't go to synagogue ever or talk about God or spirituality much? That was kind of more just not talked about.
Actually, my mother was very much into Krishnamurti.
Okay.
In fact, tell me more. He had me go away for a week with an older friend. He had a twinkle in his eye, and we went to Lake Elsinore, and he lived all the teachings of Krishnamurti. But basically, I was an atheist, and it wasn't until I transferred from LA Valley College to UCLA in my junior year in 71 that I discovered metaphysics. They had an experimental college there. They did yoga, tai chi, meditation, hypnosis. Anybody could teach a class. Anybody could attend. They didn't have to be a university student. And I
this was at UCLA.
Huh?
This was at UCLA.
Yeah.
Okay.
I woke up and I realized The universe is mixed up. I mean, not the universe. Our country, our world is mixed up, upside down, backwards, and crazy. And I said, God, please take me through this as quickly as possible, even if I have to go on the roller coaster. And 2 years later, I graduated UCLA. I was totally disorientated, never had to be in the real world. And I was dealing with some of the angst of my parents' experience in the Holocaust.
How did that manifest for you in everyday life?
Yeah, I went into a deep depression. Actually, I went to Berkeley and I joined a friend and her yoga friends. We went up to Mount Shasta, and in the southeast corner of Mount Shasta, we each had our own space to do our own sadhana during the day. And at night, we'd come together and share. And I never experienced anything like that. And I was reading Autobiography of a Yogi. I was looking for a community I could be part of. My challenge was I didn't like a lot of structure. I didn't like to follow a regimen. I went to there's a yoga community in Grass Valley. I went there and it was a wonderful community, but I just didn't like the structure. So I was looking for a place to settle myself. I didn't fit in. I felt like a man without a country. I didn't know where I belonged. And I ended up going into a deep depression. And I came out of that and I was psychotic and I was hospitalized for 2 months. And once a year, I went into a manic state. I was hospitalized wherever I was. And then after that, I was 6 months depression. And I had to rebuild my finances, my friends, my work situation, everything. So I got my wish. God put me on the roller coaster for 10 years. Till I finally got tired of that and decided to do whatever it takes to get out of it.
When you say you went on the roller coaster, was this more of challenges with your mental health or spiritual experiences, finances? Like, what do you mean by that?
I was able to maintain my finances all through that, but it was my mental health. Mm-hmm. I was bipolar. Mm. And I finally got out of it in my mid-30s. I took myself in my hands. I got a spiritual nutritionist. I went on a program and I did whatever it took to get out of it. And when I got out of it, I was trying to help my friends get out of it. And I found that it pulled me back into it. So I wanted to create an environment where people could be uplifted. We could uplift each other. Mm-hmm. And so in 89, 90, 91, I created Transformational Friends of Santa Monica. So I took the deep pain and loneliness that I went through during that 10-year period, and I transmuted it to motivate me to create an environment where people could be loved, loving. Anyone that entered my apartment in Santa Monica, they would be uplifted on all levels. Hmm. We had half-hour silent meditation. We sat in a circle, and we introduced ourselves afterwards. And then we had a speaker or a good film, something life positive. And then I had a whole table of really healthy foods. So anybody that came into my space got friendship, camaraderie, community every Wednesday night for a year and a half. And then I rented the Quaker house in Santa Monica and I did it for a better part of another year, twice a month. And we had up to 40 people in my house and up to 70 people in the Quaker house. And I was written up in the LA Times and then I burnt out. But I met my wife, who became my wife, Pauline, during that process, and she helped me. And What can I say? And then, there was I was doing a I was involved with sacred geometry, and I was doing a transparency lecture. And then with the turn of the century, I got developed a PowerPoint, and I changed from having the home thing to having it online. And now I have transformation, excuse me, Sacred Friends Community, sacredfriends.org.
So how did you get interested in sacred geometry in the midst of these? Did someone just come to you and present this in the midst of these gatherings and it kind of just caught on for you?
First of all, I liked math in the sixth grade. I ended up teaching sixth grade math and science. And in the sixth grade, I used to finish my math early, and the teacher would let me go around and help all the other kids. So I had a propensity for basic math. And then in geometry, I barely passed. I was between a C and a D in the 10th grade. And on the final, I got 93%, highest grade in the class. And the teacher accused me of cheating, but there was only one other guy that did well. The reason I did so well was it was all geometric constructions, no word problems. So I had a nat I think I was a geometer in a past life. I had a propensity to do the circles, squares, triangles. So in the early 2000s, I was given the Flower of Life workshop, these I don't know what they call it, VCRs, 6 days of seminar from Drumvalo Melchizedek.
So,
And what
like a
he
VHS tapes.
yeah what he did was told all of his students to make copies and give them out. Fantastic marketing idea. And I immersed myself in the sacred geometry. For days on end, I would watch it, and it would just go inside of me. It became part of my being. So then I substituted. I was looking for something to do when I came out of the 10 years of darkness, dark night of the soul, I call it. And I thought, what could I do that was life positive and made a contribution? And I thought, okay, I'll be a teacher. So I substituted for 6 years for LA Unified. And then I finally applied for a job, and the openings were in sixth grade, math science. And even though I was a social studies major in college at UCLA, I took what I could get. And I was looking for a way, once I was in that position, inner city.
Sixth grade math seems like a tough subject and age group.
Tough age group, yes. The subject wasn't tough.
Well,
So
I
I
mean,
was.
for them, for them is what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I noticed a lot of kids were turned off to math, and I thought, what can I do to make this more interesting and inspiring so they can have a positive math experience? So I created original curriculum using my sacred geometry material, and it was called Geometric Drawing, the Math Art Connection. And I taught that to the students. I taught it as my sixth grade and a middle school elective for 3 years till they realized I didn't have a credential for art. So they said I couldn't teach it anymore. In the meantime, I de developed a workshop for math teacher, excuse me, yeah, for math teachers. And it was up to 15 hours, 16 hours long. It was like Saturday mornings, 4 Saturday mornings. And it was up to 100 teachers at a time at the California Math Conference. And after 10 years, I thought I would test the system and change the name, see what happened. I called it Sacred Geometry, the Math Art Connection. And of course, I was uninvited to the math conference. So that forced me to go public. I intentionally did that because it was cushy, getting paid to teach this stuff. And when you're in the public arena, it can be challenging, as you know. And then after 10 years, also, I was looking for a symbol to represent the sacred geometry that I could wear on my heart. And I chose the Sri Yantra, which is the Om frequency. And in the ancient Vedic tradition, it's the most powerful symbol of all of them.
Do you happen to have that on hand to show
I have
us?
lots of them. Thank you for asking. Let me see. How can I do this?
Well, it's right into the camera. Yep. Can you take it out of the... Oh, okay, yeah, we can see it. Got it safety wrapped.
You're keeping me on track.
Sam, one of the questions that, you know, maybe a lot of people just assume everybody knows, but I am curious, what is sacred geometry? Maybe show us the symbol there. Mm-hmm. Closer.
I got this in Australia. I searched the internet and I got this from Australia. Okay. 'Cause it's so beautiful.
Okay.
I was starting to wear it around LA. Strangers were stopping me in the street and saying, where can I get one?
Hmm.
I started buying them wholesale, and a friend of mine helped me set up a website. I set up the website. I just had Flower of Life and Sriyantra, just two.
Mm-hmm.
And the people in India who are making them contacted me and said, we can sell these to you for a much reduced price.
Hmm.
And at first, the quality was not up to par. And so I said, you have to make these better. And they said, we will, but we have to charge you a little more. We went mm-hmm. back and forth and we settled on a price. I've been working together with this family in Jaipur, India for 17 years. We're wow. very close. 10 years ago, I went to visit them. And a year and a half ago, my wife and I went there for their daughter's wedding.
Hmm.
It's very beautiful.
Yeah. So, Sam, tell me, what is sacred geometry? How would you define that?
All right. Sacred geometry, basically, a lot of it comes from ancient Egypt. But the Flower of Life symbol has been found in ancient structures all over the world. And it symbolizes the oneness of creation, the interconnectedness of all of life. And in Akhenaten's mystery school in Egypt, they had a way of explaining the creation through sacred geometry. I mean, that's a whole teaching. But basically, the void projected itself in the three axes, connected the ends, and formed an octagon and started to spin it. And then on the first day of creation, it's that first sphere created another sphere. And in 6 days, there were six spheres around the original sphere. And that's the seed of life. It also corresponds to Genesis in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, one thing is created out of another, like dimensional shifts, but this is structural shifts. You have a seed of life, the seven circles interconnected, which opens up to the flower of life, and then opens up to the Metatron's cube, and then it just goes on, and before you know it, you have a universe.
Mm-hmm. And so what was it about sacred geometry and these symbols that really pulled you in on a personal level?
I was good at math. I was good at the geometric constructions. And it was a way of connecting all the dots for me to get as a definite path to source. It just came together. I read many books. I've been teaching it like 25 years. I was teaching it in the LA Unified School System. I was the metaphysical mole. And
that's awesome.
I just kept going with it. And then out of those two original designs, Ritik, their son, and I, we worked together. We created, I have over 80 designs.
Wow.
In fact, this... we created the mandala sacred geometry.
Oh, it's deck. Upside down.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you. And we have 52 cards, each one with a different sacred geometry symbol. Mm-hmm. And they each have three positive words on top. And then there's affirmation. I move forward with clarity and ease. So you can be in a circle with your friends and You each pick one, and by the law of synchronicity, you're going to pick the one that you need to get the message from.
Mm-hmm.
They're like oracle cards.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great way to take in the mandalas,
mm-hmm.
and get into deeper conversation with your friends.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't stop making these designs because they're each so beautiful. When I pull a wholesale order, I fall in love with it over and over again.
You have 80 different pendants, and they come in different sizes. How are they, I've watched the video, we can link to the video on your YouTube channel, but how are they physically made?
It's 22 steps for each pendant. It takes a month to make each pendant. First of all, Ritik's father, he's a bit of an artist, and we give him the pattern and he transfuses it into a computer program where it prints the design, like 12 of them at a time, on a glass sheet. Then you turn the glass over and then you put one, it's very high quality glitter. You put one color in at a time and you have to wait a day between each color. And so when that's all done and you have your pattern, then you get another glass. And Jaipur has a lot of crystal material, like gemstone material. So they get that, they grind it up. We have black tourmaline, lapis lazuli, red coral, turquoise, and malachite. We have five different backs. And they grind up one, like black tourmaline is the most popular because it's grounding and protection. So you grind it up, add a little bit of epoxy, and layer it on the back glass. You stick the two pieces of glass together. You cut out the circle. You sand it down. And then they take it to the silversmith, who puts sterling silver around it with a clasp. And there you have it. It takes a lot of time. If I had to do it, I wouldn't be making it. I don't have that kind of patience.
That's amazing.
Have it.
And what are the, you have 80 different designs and then different dimensions. How many different dimensions, like sizes?
I used to have four. Now I have three. I have the minis. They're 1-inch diameter. And I used to have the smalls, which was 1.25-inch diameter. And I have the medium. They're medium large, 1.5-inch, 1 5/8. And then I have the extra large, which is the 3-inch.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And when people wear these, what are they saying about that experience? Like, I know, because it's not just an ornamental piece of jewelry. There is something that there's a connection to it. Even in the process of selecting which pendant they want, I know it's a sacred experience. Tell us more about that.
It's funny that you ask, because my wife, Pauline, has been working with gemstones and crystals over 40 years. And when we get them from India, we charge them up under a pyramid, a golden pyramid, a crystal skull. And the crystal skull we use is a miniature Einstein. That's the one it is. And in 11-11-11, at the LAX, at a hotel there, they had a giant conference of all the world famous crystal skulls. And my wife had the genius to go around and download all the information from all of the crystal skulls, one at a time, onto our crystal skull. So all that wisdom of the ages goes into the pendants. And then we have these energy grids. We have a bunch of them. And we have all these crystal clusters. So it's like multi-level, multi-dimensional alchemical charging process. And my wife, who worked with Dale Walker, who wrote the Crystal Healing book, I actually met her at the Crystal Healing Workshop because I offered to have him stay at my house for a week. And as a thank you, he invited me to his weekend workshop. And I'd come down from San Ynez Canyon from my sacred spot right into the workshop. And there was a woman sitting in the front row with her feet up on a chair. And I thought, that's interesting. So I went and sat next to her and put my feet up on a chair. And we ended up going to lunch. And then we had a date a day and a half later. He was staying at my house. She came for a healing and she never left. So, you know, it was a gift from my generosity. You know, it was divinely inspired. It's a great story. So what was your question?
I'm curious about, as people wear the pendants, what is that experience like? And for my understanding, it kind of begins with even the selecting of the pendant.
My wife says, you don't pick the pendant. The pendant picks you. It's a very intuitive process. If she's at the booth, because she loves going off to workshops at the expo, but when she's there, she can help someone. In fact, she has people pick out three pendants. We can now have them pick out three mandala cards also. And she uses those as touchstones, like tarot cards. And her angels and their angels get together, and she does a very deep healing. She won't charge for it. And she'll take as long as it takes. Sometimes it's half an hour, sometimes it's 3 hours. She's like in another dimension when she does that. When we get the crystals and we energetically charge them up, she programs them to bring healing and prosperity and all the wonderful things you can add to the positive aspect of the pendants. So when healers walk by our booth, they go, because they're all excited, because they feel the energy. It's really there. It's tangible. In fact, when they're charging in my office, I can feel the shift in the room too. So they're made to heal. They're made to help people with whatever they're going through. And they have an intrinsic beauty. I notice when I take them to regular jewelry stores and try to wholesale them, they don't want them because it's on another frequency. These are spiritual mandalas that they're yantras to remind you of who you are, that we're all having a spiritual experience in a human body. And the more you surround yourself with these symbols, the more you remember that we don't have to be forgetful, that we can break through the veil and becoming our higher selves. Our souls can shine through when we surround our environment with whatever it takes to break through.
Mm-hmm. So you've been offering these pendants for the past 17 years, it sounds like.
Right.
And you started going to these different expos, Awakened Lifestyle Expo. You're going to be there August 22nd, 23rd, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. You're obviously at Conscious Life Expo. And
I'm at Conscious Life Expo every year.
Yeah.
Same spot.
I love it. Like
however long they've been doing it. I used to go to the whole Life Expo before that.
Mm-hmm. What is it that you enjoy about being at expos with the sacred pendants?
I enjoy meeting people who are awakened or in the process of becoming awakened, who really want to work on themselves. And I do a presentation that's inspiring because I'm enthusiastic and it gets transferred over. And I can't have trouble working with the kind of people that go to regular jewelry stores and spend thousands of dollars on a diamond. I mean, that's okay if that's what they want. But I'd rather spend money on something that has more intrinsic value. When I went to the New Living Expo, actually a few months ago, I noticed the people in Northern California, the spiritual, they were very spiritual and very grounded down to earth. And I really enjoyed that. I want to bring that more here. Just because you're spiritual doesn't mean you can't be real. doesn't mean you can't be honest and direct and have integrity. I'm seeing a lot of, I tell people, I says, if you're in business, you need to do whatever you said you're going to do and return phone calls. If you do those two things, it makes you credible, because there's a lot of, hate to say it, flakes out there who are not grounded.
Yep. Well, I always love seeing you guys at all the expos, and you also offer beyond the sacred pendants. You have some other things at your table. I know Pauline's got some sprays that are just magical. And as you mentioned, she offers different readings, which both of these things are going to be available at Awaken Lifestyle Expo, which I'm excited to have you guys there. What else do you offer at your table at expos?
Well, Pauline's sprays, they're alchemical, multi-level, multi-dimensional frequencies. She got the formula in meditation, and she was told these formulas need to be back on the planet. And so she has a lavender one, she has a rose one, and she has a lotus. Lotus is very popular, more than anything else. That the Buddha slept on a bed of lotus flowers. And it just, people get it, you know. She goes through a whole process making them. It's amazing. And then when she makes them, she puts them in Miran violet glass, which is a glass that only allows ultraviolet, infrared, and violet to come into it. So it blocks most of the light. So it keeps things fresher longer and raises the vibrational frequency. And that's another business that I have. I have a garage full of 30 different glass bottles and jars that are violet. And I've been selling those for 17 years also. The impetus behind all of this was I was at the top of the scale in the teaching. I was like getting the full salary of about $80,000 a year. But I was 6 years subbing, 7 years math science, inner city, sixth grade. Last 9 years, independent study, modified homeschooling, one-on-one, which was wonderful, by the way. And I said, I'm tired of sitting. And I said, there's people making money on the internet. I'm no dummy. I can do it too. So I found the pendants and I found the mirror on glass. And I did really well with the mirror on glass because nobody knew about it. I was like the only guy in town, so to speak. And then the company started growing, the people who import them, and they started becoming well known. And all these people were buying them wholesale. And some people will work for practically nothing, and it's hard to compete against them. Mm. So I still have them, but they're not selling very much. They're wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So, it's all about the pendants. Pendants and sprays, and now the mandala deck. Go ahead.
Wooden crop circles. They're handmade in Sedona. Not handmade. They're made by a laser machine, computer thing. And I get them, and people love those too, like the crop circles in England. Mm-hmm. They get an aerial picture, and then they make the pendant.
So I want to talk for a moment about your upcoming workshop at Awaken Lifestyle Expo. It's called Sacred Geometry, Ancient Wisdom for Modern Living. And so tell me, what can people expect at this workshop?
Well, I have various exercises. Like there's one to reprogram your subconscious. It's a oneness exercise where you do breathing and you say, I am oneness. And it puts that message into your subconscious. And you can, once you know the technique, you can do that with anything. So that's a way of reprogramming your subconscious, which is important. And I'll put a lot of my enthusiasm and the stories about what I've been through with the sacred geometry and how it's a path to the source. And maybe I'll have my wife join me. And she's very highly motivational. She's smarter than me. And she has been connecting to the angels for her whole life. She's almost drowned three times. And each time there were invisible hands that pulled her up out of the water.
Wow.
So she has a deep faith and connection with her spiritual aspect.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Sam, before we sign off here, I'm curious if you would be willing to pull a card for us from the deck and share some wisdom.
That's funny. Makes sense.
Yeah, so you'll have these mandala oracle deck at Awakened Lifestyle Expo so people can pick those up. Give us a price range of the deck and the pendants. What can people expect to invest?
300 of these. This is the backside. It's nice. All the cards. These are $44.
Okay. Very affordable.
That was with a booklet, leaflet that explains the pendants in detail.
Mm-hmm. And then how much do the pendants run?
Pendants, on my website are pretty much $90, but at the show, I try to give a discount. So they're 70 and I think the minis are 50. And the extra large, which are $100 on my website, they're 80.
Very affordable. Very affordable. All right.
Thank you.
Give us a card pull here and share some wisdom with us. Share some encouragement with us.
Okay. Oh, wow. This is the Pentaract, the fifth dimension.
Okay. Beautiful card. My goodness. So beautiful.
This came about a friend of mine. Kimberly Meredith, she's a healer, and she wrote a book on the fifth dimension. And so I saw her book cover and I made this pendant matches her book cover. And she has this on her website. And fifth dimension, it's geometry of light, multidimensionality and integration. See beyond 3D, your awakening to your full potential. I say that all the time. Affirmation, I am God's ambassador of love and light. And what do I have on the back of this deck? This mandala deck was inspired by our sacred geometry pendants and born from a heartfelt collaboration between two families, one in India and one in the United States. Over the past 16 years, now it's 17 years, we have worked together to craft aesthetically designed tools of spiritual discovery. May these cards help you enjoy the present moment and be uplifted by the messages that unfold for you. We suggest you surround yourself with symbols of the divine and people who motivate you to achieve your highest potential. In peace and love, Samuel Kivash, founder of Sacred Pendants, and designed and edited by Pauline Kivash and Ritik Siani.
Nice.
By the way, my wife, you know, checked your guidance with a lot of these affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
Came through from spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And Ritik,
I am an ambassador of God's love and light, is what it said. So I received that today for myself and for all those who are watching and listening. Sam, where can people go to buy the pendants and follow you online?
I'm glad you asked. Sacredpendants.com.
Okay. And if they're interested in the violet glass, where can they go for that?
Just call me up.
All right.
And cool. I have a website. I forgot. I had it. Violetflameglass.com in honor of Saint Germain.
I love that. And you also have an email list. You put out emails a couple times a week, just of events and amazing things that are happening in the community. And where can people sign up for that?
Sacredfriends.org.
Great. We will link to.
I'm the goodwill ambassador for the Southern California Conscious Community. And nobody's ever challenged me on that. So I must be true.
I love that. That's awesome. Well, Sam, you are like the mayor. I just call you the mayor. You're like the mayor of the Spiritual and Consciousness Expos, and everybody loves you. And I'm thankful for what you are doing in our world. Our world is a better place because of your work and the investment that you have made in the lives of so many people. I'm excited for you to be at Awakening Lifestyle Expo again, and people can pick up pendants, glass, crop circles, Pauline sprays, and attend your sacred geometry workshop as well. So it's great to be with you.
Your presence and your work. I've always been inspired by you and your devotion to spreading awareness. In fact, I have your t-shirt from your first event, and I see nothing but good coming out of your efforts.
Thank you. Thank you, Sam. Great to be with you. Wouldn't it be great to connect with other podcast listeners at an in-person event? Join us for Awakened Lifestyle Expo, August 22nd, 23rd in Orange County, California. Shop among 60 conscious brands and be inspired at over 30 workshops led by some of the most fascinating voices in the consciousness movement today, including Daryl Anka, William Henry, JJ Brighton, and many more. Get 10% off tickets by using the discount code LIMITLESS at awakenedlifestyleexpo.com.